Artisan Entertainment. Morgan Creek. James G. Robinson and Joe Roth present a Morgan Creek production of a Christopher Kane film. Six figures in silhouette step out of swirling dust clouds. Young guns. A young man looks up from under the brim of his bowler hat. Emilio Estevez. Another pulls down the black cloth tied around his nose and mouth. Kiefer Sutherland. A third man's dark hair is wafted by the wind. Lou Diamond Phillips. The fourth raises his head and glowers. Charlie Sheen. Another spits tobacco. Dermot Mulroney. The sixth glances shiftily from side to side. Casey Siamasco. Simultaneously, the men draw their guns and start firing. Terry O'Quinn, Brian Keith, Jeffrey Blake, Sharon Thomas, Lisa Baines. And Jack Palance as Murphy. Men on horseback and wagons make their way along the main dusty thoroughfare running through a township. And Terence Stamp as Tunstall. A man to his young companion.
Now, I say we stop off at Juan Patron's for one jolly big dram and one ginger beer with a dollop of whipped cream.
Who gets the whiskey?
Ah, seniority dog. The one closest to coffee. Anyway, if I buy you a dram, you must promise not to tell the other boys.
It's a promise.
An armed man bursts from a building and runs away. Three others set off in pursuit.
Oh no, not another hanging.
A well-dressed man, Murphy, is watching the chase with a smile. The escaping offender races on, his face smeared with dirt. The older man, Tunstall, moves off. The offender leaps a fence into a paddock where cattle are being kept. His pursuers seem to have lost him. Tunstall pulls up alongside the young man and his companion, Doc, points a rifle at him.
Howdy.
Come on, lad. Hurry up, don't be afraid.
Wary of his pursuers, the young man comes to decision and squeezes himself through the fencing, then jumps into the back of Tunstall's cart. They set off at a canter. Written by John Fusco and James G. Robinson. Produced by Joe Roth and Christopher Kane. Directed by Christopher Kane. Elsewhere, a man wields a lethal-looking knife.
You want to play games, Pendejo?
You're a red-ass Mexican greaser. You do it with your horse. Mexican greaser!
Come here, you little white chicken.
Greaser! Greaser! Come on, Greaser! Cut me in!
Hey! Knock it off!
I'm behind the horse.
Knock it off!
Get set!
Hey!
Cut me then, Mexican! Cut me then, Mexican!
Come on!
Hey! Knock it off! You know better, shot in.
Navajo! Navajo!
It's enough! John's back. Now wash it up and in your supper clothes. Now! Both of you!
Tunstall's cart arrives at a homestead, and his new acquaintance nods over at the men caught up in the dispute.
Who are them?
They, William? Who are they? They are the boys of the Drakes. The flotsam and jetsam of frontier society, if you will. We've got room in the bunkhouse, my young man. If you don't want to stay, Santa Fe runs out of Albuquerque in the morning.
Glad you're back, Doc. Start hauling the rope inside.
Okay. John, bring another hard case in?
Hope it ain't another Mexican.
Mexican Indian, you son of a bitch.
If you do wish to stay, well, we have just a job for you.
William is charged at by a pig.
man all there, is he?
William is about to shoot the pig when three knives are thrown into the post just next to his head. The Mexican Indian retrieves them without cracking a smile. Then, the post is lassoed by another man, Charlie.
Hey, did you know pigs is as smart as dogs? It's true. I knew a fella in El Capitan, taught his pig to bark at strangers. What you doing here, boy? We work for Mr. Tunstall as regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. Mr. Tunstall's got a soft spot for runaways, derelicts, vagrant types. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep. Go on, get! Not that I'm a pistolier or a knifesmith like that greaser Chavez over there. I'm a pugilist. But then I ain't expecting you to know the explanation of that word. Hog boy!
Shit, you don't even know why I'm here.
Sure I do. You're a runaway derelict, scud-bottom vagrant, ain't you, like the rest of us? Footpad, maybe? Petty thief? Rob a bank? Kill somebody? Kill somebody? Hey, you ain't no regulator, boy. You just stay here with the pork. They smarter than you anyway. You might learn something.
Kind of look spooked in the lower 40. Let's take a look.
Smart ass.
Later, at the dinner table.
Well now, look at those appetites. Hmm? William, have some more.
William does as he's told.
You ever worked beef before, Billy?
Yeah, worked a little out Fort Sumner way. Pete Maxwell's place. Did the chow line. But I got away with cattle.
That's jolly funny, Master Stephen. That's no proper table manners.
I got away with hogs.
Congratulations, Charles. You and Stephen will be doing the dirty crockery alone this evening.
Sorry, John, struck me funny.
And to William, both of you.
Apologies, William. Just hacking on you, that's all.
Yeah, we was just hacking on you.
William gives an awkward smile and shifts in his chair.
Rumor has it you killed a man, Billy. You don't seem like the killing sort.
Yeah, Billy, what you kill him for?
He was hacking on me.
Stephen and Charlie both look nervous, but Tunstall allows himself a small smile. Later.
There are plenty of men who will never succeed anywhere.
We got a whole room full of them right here.
Well done. William.
Stephen holds the newspaper out to William.
Yeah, sure.
Well, excuse me, Billy. Very sorry to offend you. But we congregated here to learn to read and write. You need more than skill with a firearm to succeed in the new world, Billy. So take up the journal and start where the other boy left off. Or you can go straight back to your home on the streets.
Billy takes the paper and starts to read.
Young men who don't know how to do any kind of business and have no energy or application had better stay at home near their relatives so they can be taken care of. They are not wanted here and will only come to grief, but men of enterprise are practically sure of success.
Splendid. A splendid reading, William. Thank you. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night,
good night.
Mr. Tunstall.
The next morning, Billy climbs over the fence of the pig pen. He's clad in black and wearing a flat cap. He draws his revolver, swivels it on his finger, then points it at the pig. Billy spots a gang of men riding over the crest of the hill. He ducks down into the pen, laying flat on his stomach, and finds himself staring face to face with the pig.
Shit!
The pig charges at him, and Billy crawls out of the way. He spies through a gap in the fence and sees that the gang of men are being led by Murphy. Tunstall emerges from his house along with his boys.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, John. John, Mr. Dolan and Mr. Murphy here are complaining about their merchandise wagon being plundered. On several occasions on the way into town. Quite frankly, John, they think you're behind it.
That's a fargin' lie, you know it!
Richard. Sheriff Brady. Mr. Murphy is going to continue coming to you claiming I have taken his property until I'm pronounced the thief and shaken out of Lincoln. I've never touched his property. I have no cause.
Well, the belted Earl has spoken. Look behind you, Earl. All I see are hired thieves.
These boys are promising young men, acquiring an education.
Well, I've had you pegged as the type that, that likes educating young boys, Englishmen.
Tuts. Rumor has it that you're going to be bidden against me for the government beef contracts. Now, tis just rumor, isn't it?
Lawrence, you have a beef outfit and a store. I have a beef outfit and a store. You're going to try to make money. I'm going to try to make money. It's simple and it's fair.
Do you see our good sheriff sitting up there on that horse? Do you know how much money he's got invested in my store? His life savings, John. And it's not just Brady who wants me to be getting those contracts. It's the territorial district attorney, the chief justice, the U.S. district attorney, the Santa Fe Ring. This is a family thing, John. And you don't come prancing in here with your fat foreign capital trying to change things.
I made a very long steamship journey from London, Mr. Murphy. So I shall be damned if I'm going to be dissuaded by something as ugly as political corruption. So, I'd like you to take your threats and your sheriff and get off my property.
You're ambitious, Earl. But you'd be better off selling ladies' undergarments in Hempstead.
All right, men, that's enough. Come away.
This is a new country. We won't be bowing down to you no more, Englishmen. Get ready for hell.
Murphy and his gang ride away.
Back to work, chaps.
A young man's walking along a path, carrying two sacks over his shoulders. He kicks away some chickens in his path, then heads up to Tunstall's house. The door opens and Tunstall appears.
Mr. Tunstall, my name's Jay McCloskey. I heard you're having some trouble finding help.
McCloskey? You're one of Murphy's boys, aren't you?
Used to be. Fired me. Called him a fat sow.
Did you? Lovely. Bunkhouse is over there.
Tunstall heads back inside, leaving McCloskey on the porch. A wagon full of men trundles into town. Billy steps out of a storefront wearing an expensive-looking suit. He holds a bowler hat in his hand and considers his reflection in the shop window. He puts on the hat. Tunstall comes over to him and slips a gold pocket watch into his jacket. Billy admires his fancy new threads, then draws both his revolvers, swiveling them on his fingers. Murphy's watching curiously. Now, Chavez throws some knives into a wooden bucket. Suddenly, the bucket is riddled with bullets and the boys duck for cover. Billy sitting on the roof, his guns drawn, laughing.
Regulators! Let's dance.
It's nighttime and a band is playing. Some riders charge across the landscape. Dick dances with a young lady, while Stephen and Charlie slurp down some alcohol. Tunstall looks on with a contented smile.
He ain't all there, is he?
Billy dances wildly, stamping his feet on the ground.
He's there enough to be dancing with a pretty gal while we sit around here pulling our tallywhackers. Damn straight.
We have to expose this ring, Alex. Can you get me in to see the governor?
Murphy's beat us to it. And he brought the governor a nice, fat campaign contribution. They're tightening the yoke on you, John. Of course, they want me out, too. They figure with me gone, no lawyer would be crazy enough to represent you.
You've heard of English tenacity, haven't you? Here's to enough grit to finish the last round.
They drink.
Besides, if we gave in and left, he'd look after my boys.
Medicine. Yes. I shall receive my degree from St. Michael's in July, and then I shall be practicing here in Lincoln until my missionary tour of the islands.
Isn't
that nice? Doc ambles through the crowd, a smile on his face as he looks for someone. He spots a young Oriental woman, her face touched with makeup. Murphy speaking to her quietly. She notices Doc, and he comes over.
Heidi, my name's Doc.
What can I do for you, young man?
Well, sir, if you're an acquaintance of the young miss, I was wondering if I could entreat the young lady to a dance.
Why, certainly.
Thank you.
Doc escorts the young lady into the dancing area.
What's your name?
Yinsoon.
That's beautiful. You're a friend of Mr. Murphy's?
He is my guardian.
Oh.
A man and woman notice Billy and regard him with troubled expressions.
Hello there.
Hello back. William Bonney, sir.
Pat Garrett, pleasure. Excuse us, friend. We have a request for the band.
Pat and the woman stroll away.
Pat Garrett.
Billy goes over to McCloskey.
Shoot, I bet I get to be just as big as him. Nah. Bigger.
So shows a snowy dove trooping with crows, as yonder lady or her fellows shows.
Pardon me?
Oh, that's a poem. I'm a poet. I wrote it.
I'm sorry, young man, but we must be getting along.
We're getting along famously, thank you very much.
I'm sorry I didn't recognize you. I was just informed that you're part of the Tunstall Company.
Yes, I am.
Ah, then I'll be expecting to see you follow your Englishman out of Lincoln when he goes. You tell him. Tell that slug to leave no slime on the road behind him when he crawls back to Wall Street.
A hand touches Doc on the shoulder.
Okay, Doc.
Hey,
Alex, how you doing?
Someone break up your dance, Doc?
Yeah. Yeah, he's the girl's guardian.
Guardian? That's a gentle euphemism.
Why?
He had a shirt ruined in a Silver City laundry. He took the celestial woman's daughter as payment. She's house entertainment, as I understand it. Come on. You can dance with Susan. It's safer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Murphy's watching Tunstall as he makes his way through the crowd. Murphy gestures to one of his henchmen, and the heavy-set man goes over to Tunstall and shoves him in the chest.
Out of the way, mister.
Oh, I do beg your pardon.
Come on, you and me.
No. No, it's you and I. Is that right, John? You and I?
Yes, it is.
Charlie takes off his jacket and gives it to Tunstall.
You and I.
Charlie punches the man several times in the face. The man takes a swing, Charlie ducks it, then punches the man in the stomach. The man takes another swing and misses. Charlie pummels him in the face, knocking him over a table. Tunstall hands Charlie his jacket and smiles.
Fugilist.
There's something in it.
Happy New Year!
The regulators are trotting across the land, led by Tunstall. Some birds take flight, and Tunstall brings them to a halt wearily. The boys chase after the birds.
Go on, Billy. Boys will be boys.
Leaving Tunstall alone, Billy rides over to the others. Suddenly, a group of riders approach Tunstall from behind. Billy turns back and looks on in horror. Tunstall is riddled with bullets. The killers charge towards the regulators. Billy starts towards them. The regulators ride away. Now the boys stand in mourning while Dick delivers a service.
For as much as it has pleased Almighty God in His wise providence to take out of this world the soul of our deceased brother, we therefore commit his body to the ground. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Murphy's henchmen have to be brought in, JP. I'm going to take it to court and bring Murphy down.
Have you talked to Sheriff Brady?
Brady? Half of the murderers are members of his posse. He won't touch them. You're the justice of the peace, Wilson. You have the power to serve warrants through special constables.
What special constables? No one's fool enough to go in after Murphy's people.
He nods towards the regulators.
Deputize them.
McSween, those are just boys. Ain't one of them over 21. Murphy's men will shred them in half within a day.
Are you gonna deputize them?
Hell no. No, I'm not, Alex. Not me.
All right, then. You go tell them.
In a barn, the Justice of the Peace holds out the Bible, and the regulators lay their hands upon it. Then they cock their weapons. They charge out of the barn. Now the regulators approach a wooden hut, smoke wafting from a chimney.
Lugar peligroso. Bad medicine, my friends.
You got that right.
Well, hell, Doc, you grew up in a hall worse than that, didn't you?
Yeah, but I've been cultured since.
Okay. Henry Hill's supposed to have been in there with a lady since noon. We're gonna show him the warrant, take him home.
Yeah. Yeah, we gotta take him.
Yeah, I'd say we do.
Hey, Billy. Why don't you go inside and have a look-see? Go on, Billy. See if Hill's in there. If he is, bring him to us.
Dick passes the warrant to Chavez, who passes it to Doc, who then passes it to Billy. Billy looks at the warrant and smiles. Billy strides into the hut with a badge on his jacket and the warrant in his hand. Men sit around smoking and playing poker, while another man is being shaved by a barber.
I take two.
Hey, Hill, you want another drink?
Gotta drain it first. Maybe I'll have Janie here give me a hand. Doc says not to lift nothing too heavy.
Oh, yeah? Doctor's gonna tell you you ain't never gonna use it again. You talk to me like that, Henry Hill.
Billy comes out of the hut, and the regulators watch as he goes around to the back.
Now what the hell is he doing?
Henry Hill comes out of the hut. He goes around to the back and heads into a communal outhouse. Billy standing in the corner, urinating.
Lord.
Henry Hill?
Yeah.
Howdy.
Billy shoots Henry in the chest. The regulators ride out, shooting their weapons as men pile out of the hut.
By the way, you're under arrest.
Billy puts the warrant into Henry's gaping mouth. He's about to leave the outhouse when bullets tear through the door. He dives for cover. Billy climbs through a window and falls onto the ground. He shoots down one of the men. The regulators and the men exchange furious gunfire. Billy climbs onto his horse. Doc shoots the man with shaving cream on his face.
Buddy! You aren't supposed to smoke anybody! We got warrants! We're the law!
Nine men lay dead or at death's door yesterday noon following a gunfight between Lincoln resident Henry Hill, 45, and what patrons have called a kid. A local miner has identified the kid as one Henry McCarty, also known as William H. Bonney, 19 or 20. In a flaming shootout, the kid, Billy, killed Mr. Hill, then took on an onslaught of Hill partisans, bringing the damage to 6 verified slayings. Bonney is believed to be the captain of a deputized gang.
Captain?
We don't say nothing about the two I closed out.
Shit, Dick, you send a lamb into the slaughter and he walk out king sheep.
El Chivato, Billy the Kid, huh?
Yeah, Murphy's gonna want blood, brains, and balls for this.
I gotta get out of here. Hey, Doc, you're being stupid. What? You know they're gonna be looking for us.
Yeah, I know. I'll be back in 1 minute. Here.
Doc runs over to Yen Sun.
Heidi.
I cannot accept those, thank you.
You walk awful fast for a little thing, don't you? Come on, Yen, I just want to talk.
You most like trouble.
Trouble? You think I look like trouble? I'm a poet, carrying flowers of all things.
And a gun. It's a big gun.
It's a big town. Come on, Yen. Please. Stop!
She stops walking.
Look, if you don't want to take these, that's fine.
But you take a message to your guardian.
You tell LG Murphy, the regulators are gonna clean house. And I mean clean house.
That they can't own us like they own a little China girl for the price of a shirt, okay?
You tell him that.
Yan walks away.
Yan, I'm sorry.
Doc runs away as Sheriff Brady and his men approach on horseback. Dick and Billy are leaning against a wall.
So, Dick, who's next?
You.
Morton and Baker draw into a clearing. Morton crouches down and picks something off the ground.
Shit.
What's wrong?
Nah, I mean I found some. Horse shit. They come out from the Sierra Bonita just this morning. Horse has been grazing wild. Pretty damn good, don't you think, Baker?
Chavez sneaks up behind Morton and puts a knife to his throat. The regulators train their weapons.
Not that good.
Buenos dias, shitheads.
Up. You don't understand, Dick. By killing Henry Hill, you all started a war.
By killing Mr. Tunstall, you all started the damn war, Baker. Just the same, we're talking 50, 60 men. Get your, what, 6 or 7? We're with the ring, Dick.
We're going to bury you. You can believe that.
Quiet, Bonnie. Taking you to jail. No killing.
Objection, Your Honor. These boys are going to the grave in the name of John Tunstall.
I said quiet, Billy. I don't need that kind of talk. Law don't talk like that.
Yeah, well, law don't kill innocent merchants either. Do it.
Shut up, dirtface.
Take the son of a bitches up to Capitan Mountain and blow their brains out. What do you say, Steve?
Hey, Billy. Easy. Dick, I don't think we should go by way of South Fork.
Why's that?
Well, I think Murphy will be watching the trail in. They'll ambush. I think we should go straight through to Lincoln.
The regulators all turn to McCloskey. Billy starts stepping slowly towards him.
Hey. What? I saw that.
What? What'd you see? What'd you see?
He knows what I just saw.
What you talking about?
Where's the ambush, McCloskey? In Lincoln? You're trying to steer us away from Capitan because you know your men, Murphy's men, are waiting to jump us in Lincoln.
Billy, what are you talking about? McCloskey's with us. He's a regulator.
Yeah, but he used to ride with Murphy. That's what I'm talking about.
That was a long time ago.
He's a spy!
He's been with us. We made a pact. Right, McCloskey?
Right. Jesus, Billy. Come on. Come on.
McCloskey offers Billy his hand. Morton moves forward a little, but steps back when Doc and Steve raise their guns.
Shit, I'm sorry, McCloskey.
Hey, it's all right. We're all upset about John.
Sorry I didn't sniff you out soon, you goddamn traitor.
Billy!
Oh, shit!
Billy!
Billy, what the hell? Jesus!
Billy shoots McCloskey a second time, sending him tumbling into the river. Chavez throws a knife at Baker as he tries to escape.
Hold your fire! Boom!
Shit!
Hey, Doc!
No!
Damn. Hold your goddamn fire!
Get that son of a bitch!
They shoot Morton in the back.
Oh, God!
Chavez pulls his knife out of Baker and cleans it.
Court adjourned.
Moron! You're out of line, you son of a bitch!
Richard, he was right. McCloskey was acting strange.
Well, then that means we just killed 3 more Murphy men, right?
Right.
Oh, Christ Jesus, Brady's gonna hang us for sure now.
What are you doing now, Dick? Quiet! Better close the fucking lid for a goddamn second and let me think.
We better skin out of here.
Okay, everybody, skin up the river.
Come on, Doc.
Now!
Come on.
You! You better stop believing the newspapers. You ain't no captain and you sure as hell ain't no Robin Hood.
Whatever you say, Dick.
Get that idiot on the horse.
Doc wipes some of the blood off his face. He steps towards the river and looks impassively at McCluskey's body floating in the water. He turns to the side and sees Morton's body, which is lying in the bracken. He removes his hat and tries to fight back the tears. Now, he's reading to the others around a campfire.
Advices from Lincoln say the young lad of lightning rapidity, iron nerve, and marvelous skill apparently single-handedly took down Morton and Baker of the Murphy-Dolan faction, including a miraculous shot of 50 yards. There's a picture here. It says Billy the Kid, but it ain't Billy.
See that? Well, that's me. Yeah, this is bullshit. Papers can't get anything right.
Advices from sources say that a kid, a left-hander, is tall, handsome, and unequaled in the elements that appeal to the holier emotions. Jesus Christ, this country needs a hero. However, Murphy of Lincoln has hired none other than John Kinney and his Donna Anna Bunch to help hunt down Billy the Kid and the gang.
Oh, great. John Kinney.
Well, who's Kinney?
Says here he's an ex-soldier who suffered an injury and is now a bounty hunter.
Well, what's that mean?
That means he can whoop some ass.
What's that word?
Decisions.
Decisions? What's that mean?
Decisions.
Chavez is away from the others without his hat or boots. He steps onto a patch of snow and flattens it under his bare feet. Dick.
Hey, Doc. Come here for a minute.
Yeah.
Doc goes over to Dick whilst the others huddle around the newspaper.
Go ahead and read the rest.
What's that?
Well, we can't go north because Murphy's got men coming out of Fort Sumner. We can't go south because he's got Brady coming in.
Yeah.
East is no good because we got John Kinney coming up now. What's to his group? 15. Mm-hmm. We can go west through the Valley of Fires, but there's the Mescalero Reservation.
Yeah, and they're having a good year with scalps. No thanks, Richard.
I don't know what the hell to do. What the hell's he doing?
It's nighttime. Chavez's face is painted in bold black and white colors.
We've come to a place where we are lost, no? When an Indian is lost, he must reach into the spirit world to find the way. On the spirit road, he'll be shown a sign. This is the way to the spirit road. We're lost right now, but I'll find us the way.
Oh, Christ, Chavez, that's all we need is some more of your red-ass Navajo man, but your hambo, we're running out of time here, Chavez.
Billy drinks from a cup.
Is that any good? Chavez, what is that?
Peyote.
Doc takes a drink. Charlie winces when he takes a sip.
Dick.
Steve flicks something off the inside of the cup and then drinks. He grits his teeth and passes the cup on. Their campfire casts the rock face in a smoky orange glow.
Butterfly.
In a desolate dreamscape.
Yeah. It's just like a butterfly. Butterfly flies to a flower, stays with it. Doesn't know why, just feels it. Oh, yeah. She's... She's my flower. And I'm her.
A shot flies into the rock.
Did you guys see something? Chicken? No, I'm her butterfly. Oh.
Dick raises his gun and Charlie puts his hands up. Billy's practicing his quick draw. He spins the gun out of its holster, but loses grip of it. He looks at his surroundings with wonderment.
We don't know why. We just feel it.
Oh, God! You guys! You guys!
Charlie stretches and then vomits. He wipes his mouth, then smiles as he looks around.
Wow. This is great. This is great. Did you see the size of it cocking through the goddamn mill?
Steve jumps down onto a rocky ledge and fires his gun. Billy looks around, a dazed expression on his face. Suddenly, he starts to fall backwards.
That's real. That's real.
Steve fires his gun again.
I'm her butterfly. She's mine.
Bring it on! Saddle up!
Godless heathens.
Chavez climbs onto his horse. Billy climbs onto his backwards.
Regulators!
A grinning Charlie climbs on his horse.
Hey, dog. Dog, did you see the size of that chicken?
Howdy. How are you, sir?
They ride through a Native American village.
Hey, Chavis, how come they ain't killing us?
Because we're in the spirit world, asshole. They can't see us.
Dick tips his hat to one of the villagers.
Hey, did you know we're in the spirit world?
Now outside the village, Steve takes a glug from a bottle and then replaces the cork with his teeth. He's taking a bite from a chicken leg when he sees a rider approaching. The other regulators are sat around a table.
Lord, forgive us for our wrongdoings, for our misguidance by heathen religions. Thank you for keeping us alive. Please help guide us in doing the right thing. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Please, Dick, it's getting cold.
They draw guns.
I could have killed you, Dick. I could have killed you. But I don't want to kill you. I want to eat.
When we finish this meal, you little rodent, we're going to go out in the yard and see who has the right to run this group of regulators.
Bridget, would you be so kind as to pass the gravy, please?
Might a well-heeled man coming his way. Just one?
Oh, Lord.
Buckshot Roberts. We got a warrant for him.
You think he's come to surrender?
Don't look that way.
He any good?
He's killed more people than smallpox.
Buckshot climbs off his horse.
Well, hell. Introduce us.
The regulators step outside and line up opposite Buckshot. Buckshot, an older man with a grey handlebar moustache, takes a large shotgun off his horse.
I got a warrant for you, old man.
I ain't got no business with that war no more. Peckerhead, son of a bitch. On my own. Come here to get that $150 Sheriff Brady's putting down for the kid. Rest of you little shits is only worth $110, but I'll take it.
What a sweet disposition.
Let's dance.
They exchange fire and run for cover. Chavez is too slow and gets shot.
Chavez!
Doc's shot in the hand.
Shit! Chavez!
What?
You think, you little sons of bitches?
He's going into the shitter.
What?
Millie, go in there and cut the son of a bitch in half. I'm daring you, Billy.
Billy pulls out his six-shooter and approaches the outdoor toilet. Buckshot fires and he has to duck for cover.
Screw that!
The regulators fire into the wooden walls of the small shed-like toilet. Dick turns to the gang and then approaches the toilet.
Cover me.
As he steps towards it, Buckshot's gun appears through a gap in the wooden planks. He fires and shoots Dick in the stomach. The regulators fire a barrage of shots into the toilet.
Dick, we're coming to get you!
Yeah, Charlie! We gotta go get him! We gotta go get him!
You wanna cross in front of that shit, Haskin?
What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Dick just got his guts blown out!
He's our foreman! Doc! Doc, what are we gonna do?
The place gonna be crawling with Murphy, but get the hell out of here!
Oh, Charlie, come on!
Regulators! Let's rock out now!
Okay!
Dick's left sprawled out on the ground as the other regulators ride away. Now the five men are riding through an arid plain. They slow and survey the area before continuing on their way. Then they carefully maneuver down a rocky slope.
Where to, Doc?
Going into Patricio if it looks safe. I gotta write Dick's mother in Vermont. Get some clean wraps for this.
Well, whatever you do, don't go near Lincoln.
See ya.
Doc, with his hand wrapped in a bandage, rides away. Billy checks his gun as Steve packs his mouth with chewing tobacco.
What you doing there, Billy?
Well, sir, with the sight file down, I get an eighth of a second drop on our good Sheriff Brady.
He fires in Chavez's direction.
Billy, we can't touch the sheriff. Dick said so, you know that. Besides, we can't keep this up.
Yeah, well, Dick ain't around anymore, is he, Charlie? Right now, Sheriff Brady's in desperate need of being removed from office.
We're not going after Brady. No, Murphy, man, no more. I told you I would find a way, and the way is west.
West, huh? Well, west is that way. And the bastards we gotta kill are that way.
The only bastards that are gonna get killed are us, Chivato. Let it go.
Let it go? Murphy's taking inventory in Tunstall's store right now, and you're saying it means nothing to you?
It means nothing to me. Murphy and his politicians have taken more blood from me than they ever will from you.
Oh, yeah? How do you figure?
The Red Sand Creek Reservation.
What you talking about?
I don't know.
207 people butchered in the snow with their stomachs empty. My mother's people. You see, Murphy and company was under government contract to supply us with beef. And 2 winters ago, he sent only rotten meat. No corn, no flour, only rancid beef crawling with worms. So I went out with a band in the night to a trader's camp to try and get food. Oh yeah, they welcomed us in. And then they opened fire on us. I got away, only me. But when I got back to the Red Sands, I found out that the army had already heard about our big Indian uprising, and they paid us back. My mother was cut by a saber from her privates to her neck. My sisters were just babies, and they had their heads bashed in with boot heels so that the army could save bullets. Everybody on my reservation was butchered, and it means nothing to me! Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went to Lincoln to take Murphy's head. And that's when John Tunstall found me. And he took me in. And he taught me a better way to bury Murphy.
Murphy buried him the old Irish way, Chavez.
That's right, Steve. And he starved out your family, Chavez. And now he's doing it to every small farmer in the territory.
Uh-huh.
But you want to run, go ahead. Just go right on ahead. Bye. You got no loyalty, Navajo.
Navajo.
Ain't nothing but a piece of chicken shit in the rain.
No. We had our ceremony back there on the ridge, Chivato. No, I don't know what your vision told you, but my vision told me we're headed for blood. Blood like a river. I'm the last of my clan. The last of my people. If I die, and I'm not afraid of dying, Chivato, the sacred hoop is broken. Now I have to go west and make my people live again.
Chavez trudges over to his horse.
Charlie, you come with me?
Charlie stands up and looks between Steve and Billy.
You ain't saying much, Dirty Steve. Because he ain't got much to say, Charlie. Oh, Steve understands the meaning of the word pals, don't you, Steve? So you got 3-4 good pals, well, then you got yourself a tribe. There ain't nothing stronger than that. We're your family now, Chavez. You walk away from us, you break our sacred hoop. We gotta stick together, fellas. It's the only way I see it.
Doc rides into town with a scarf concealing his face. He slows down outside a saloon and looks in through the window, where Murphy and his men are drinking. Doc pulls down his scarf and looks up at a window above the bar. In her room, Yen is looking at a reflection in the mirror. Yen sitting on her bed, gently caressing her hair.
To lay with me and then cut me into tiny pieces with a knife. You're the bandit who eats children and old people.
I eat meat and potatoes. Who told you that?
My benefactor.
Your benefactor? That's the man that eats people.
He touches her face and she flinches.
And if you want to stay here, tell me now and I'll go. Do you want to stay here?
In China, girls are not necessary. When we have floods, fathers let the girl babies wash by. My benefactor has made me necessary.
He's not made cost you necessary. He's made you a slave. I'm sorry. Necessary is something you can't do without. I can't do without you.
I keep the flowers that you offered me in a little room inside my head, inside my heart. Often you come in and you ask me to dance. Often I say yes.
I want to ask something else of you now. I want you to go with me to Roswell. There's a railroad going to New York City. 2 days we could be on a train. We could be in another country, in a city together.
The Bird by Josiah G. Scurlock as Doc. Once upon a midnight dreary, as I pondered weak and weary, there came a knocking at my back porch. He ain't very original, is he? He's been gone off a long time. I have a feeling he's gonna be making a run for it.
Who, Doc?
Nah. Doc likes me.
I can't stand him. He gets an idea in his head, he can't get rid of it. If I stay with him much longer, I'm gonna be a stiff in a photograph. The only chance I have is to get hell-bent for leather now.
They would chase us.
I'm used to that.
No. I am unclean. That is not for a young man.
And I used to ride with the Dirty Underwear Gang out of Liberty, Missouri. And John Tunstall taught me that pass is like an old yellowback novel. When you finish with it, you toss it out and you start a new one.
He kisses her forehead.
You're necessary.
No.
Go with you. No. Come with me again.
Yen-sun? Yen-sun?
Murphy barges in and notices Yen looking towards the opened window. Doc rides over the crest of a hill. Billy watches him ride towards the campsite.
Hey, Steve!
What?
Doc's back! I told you he'd come back! Regulators! Let's settle up!
Sheriff Brady, we're gonna have a lot of fun now.
Sheriff Brady and three of his men are striding down the main street of town. Billy comes up behind them and mimics their walk.
What the hell's he doing?
He ain't all there, is he?
Is he?
Billy throws his hat in front of the sheriff and takes his gun out of its holster. The sheriff turns to face him.
Top of the morning to you, girls!
Billy shoots him in the chest. Chavez rides up with a knife clutched in his teeth. He throws the knife into one of the deputy's throats. The regulators shoot at the sheriff's men. Doc shoots one of the men off his horse. The sheriff reaches for his rifle. Billy steps on it.
Reap the whirlwind, Sheriff Brady. Reap it!
Billy has his picture taken.
It's for you, Alex.
You weren't supposed to touch Brady.
Sheriff Brady sent the man who killed John. It was a good move for us, Alex.
Was it, Billy?
Yes, it was!
Have you seen the Independent? The governor's revoked your deputization powers. You're now wanted by the legitimate law as well as those outside the law. You're not only being hunted by John Kinney and Murphy's men, you're being hunted by troops. Fort Stanton, Billy, the U.S. Army. The governor's put a $200 bounty on your head. You were supposed to serve 11 warrants and expose the ring. Instead, you went out and you went on the warpath, on a rampage. Now Richard's dead. We're living up here like fugitives. What the hell do you think you're doing out there?
I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to get some attention. Maybe I'm trying to get President Hayes to look this way. They'll let Murphy and his bankers get away with anything, and I can't allow that. The more bastards I dust, the more news stories they write. The more troops they send after us, the more President Hayes is going to have to raise an eyebrow, come down and see for himself what's going on here. And they'll find out who's really doing the killing.
Steve comes forward.
Alex, what are you going to do?
I'm going to try to reach the president myself, legally. It won't be easy to get past the governor. He's got so many.
Yeah, I got plans for the governor.
Alex, what if you can't get in touch with Hayes?
I'll go back to Lincoln and reopen John's store. Try to deal with that. That's what John would want.
Well, we'll escort you.
You'd be a death sentence to anyone now, Billy. I don't want your help.
Alex, you didn't see what they did to John. We did.
Billy offers the photograph to Alex. He doesn't take it.
Christ, Billy.
Thank you, Billy. Billy, please, go to Old Mexico. Please.
He puts on his hat, then takes off his badge and drops it onto the dusty ground.
Gentlemen, let's ride.
Steve throws his badge on the ground, shaking his head at Alex. Charlie drops his badge and trudges after Steve. Chavez looks at Alex and discards his badge, then follows the others.
Alex.
What the hell happened, Doc?
It is a whirlwind out there. When you're in it, you can't get out. I'm sorry. I was wondering if you remember that China doll. You know, at the dance, Fandango? I was sort of thinking that, because you're a lawyer and all, maybe that there was a legal way that...
I don't even have enough ground to stand on anymore, Doc. I mean it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
He gives Alex his badge.
Take care of yourself, Alex. Okay.
Now, Billy to Steve.
What the hell's the matter with him?
I don't know. He's just belly aching. About something or another. Doc was reading the newspaper. He got mighty spooked.
Dirty Steve told me, Billy. Told me what they're writing in the papers.
Steven told him about the party Sheriff Pepin's planning for us.
Party? Oh, you mean the hanging?
Cállate, chivato.
God damn it, Billy! You ever see a man hanged? His face turns flat purple and his eyes come up on him. Yeah, I seen Red Smitty hang. See his head come clean off. The hell of a sight.
Billy. I don't think Charlie wants to hear about Red Smitty. I think what he'd like to hear is that we're not going to hang.
You mess your trousers, they say. Gals watching and everything.
Well, if we get caught, Charlie, we're gonna hang. But there's many a slip twixt a cup and a lip.
We gotta do something before they catch us. Y'all gotta let me do something.
Okay, Charlie.
They ride off through a valley. The regulators ride into a town.
Damn, Charlie, this is your last wish. Get your little carrot wet. You could have done that back in Juarez.
Something called a special woman, dirt face. You'll understand that one day.
All right, gentlemen. square up and shell out for Boundary. We'll be in the den. Just yell if you need any help.
You know what to do, don't you?
Charlie looks at the coins in his hand. Billy and the regulators head into the brothel. Charlie waits in a darkened room. A woman steps inside, smoking a cigarette.
What's your name?
Charlie.
Well, Charlie, I don't remember you, but I guess you remember me. I meet so many young men out for the first. You know how it is. Why don't you come over here, Charlie?
Ma'am, I just want to hold you.
Whatever your pleasure, Charlie. But it all costs the same.
Nervously, Charlie sits closer to the woman. He puts his arm around her and rests his head on her chest. She puts her hand on his head and her arm around him.
Darling, when a man rides 200 miles to do a job, you can bet your Spanish land grant he's gonna get that job done. Now, if this Billy the Kid's around town like people say, he is $200 flat dead on this bar.
You can't kill it, you can't catch. You know these mestizos? They say that Blito is half horse, half devil. But who knows? Maybe a strong, big Texas man like you can do it.
Are you really gonna kill Billy the Kid?
Does a horse piss where she pleases?
Yeah, if he's man enough to come around here.
Is that the gun you're gonna shoot him down with? Can I touch him? Please? You know, sir, I do admire you, and I sure would like to touch the gun that's gonna kill Billy the Kid.
You know Iron Boy?
Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead then. Have a look. You pass her back. That there gun killed Ed Rollins.
Is that right?
Hey, barkeep, let's have a little round of stone fence for every little lady in the house. Okay, pass it back, son. You stroke a gun like that, you might as well be stroking a man's woman. Pass it up.
Billy has emptied the gun.
All right. Now you best be on your way before you get hurt.
I'm leaving right now and want to know what to look for in case I run into him. I'll come back and tell you.
He's a good-looking kid. Away with the women, dresses like a dandy, and he's a left-hander. And people say he's fond of whistling sad ballads. Now, you get out there in the street and you see somebody that fits that bill, well, you just come whispering to me.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Billy looks at his reflection in the mirror behind the bar.
Hey, I see him. Right there, don't you see him?
Is that so now? You know, boy, I'm getting a little tired of your wise lip. Now, you get yourself someplace else before I have to drop your britches in front of all these fine ladies and spank your little bottom blue. Yeah, sure, you are a testy little cuss.
The bounty hunter points his gun at Billy's head, then pulls the trigger. Billy points his gun at him. Billy shoots him dead.
Hey, Doc, how many does that make? 25?
Five.
We'll call it 10. 10 even, how'd that be?
Whatever you say.
It's John Kenny.
The regulators charge across the landscape, their horses' hooves kicking up huge wafts of dust. John Kenny and his men are in hot pursuit. Chavez is having trouble controlling his horse. With Doc and Chavez in the lead, the regulators ride along a narrow stream, flanked on both sides by trees. Kenny and his men can't find them amongst the shrubbery.
His hat was covered with gold and jewels. It sparkled and shone in a dazzling and blinding manner when one looked upon it.
I know, it breaks my heart too.
The shoes worn by this young left-handed prince of the plains were low-quartered with patent silver spurs in the heel. I ain't left-handed.
Billy, I was thinking about our course. And it looks like we've just done a big circle twice.
Ooh. And?
Well, it also looks like we're going back into Lincoln. I know we can't be going back into Lincoln,
so
ain't a good idea, Billy.
Christ in heaven, Billy, what are you thinking?
Billy, we're lucky to be alive. I mean, going back to Lincoln, that's crazy.
Lincoln's where we'll find the rest of the men who killed John.
It's 100 against 5.
It's 100 against 5. We take Murphy and the ring falls. We take him, we win this war. Then it'll be over.
Can't even get to him, Billy.
It's not just 100 men. There's bounty hunters, too, everywhere we go. But not west.
Oh, Christ, here we go again.
No, I followed you. I chose your way, Chivato, but I don't trust it anymore. Now, California's where we have to go. Dang the money, I believe in that spirit world stuff, Chavez. Let's go. Yeah, California sounds about right to me.
You're all scared. And you're gonna fail the test.
What test?
You have to test yourself every day, gentlemen. Once you stop testing yourself, you get slow. And when that happens, they kill you. You fellas don't feel that? Like when John Kenny's riding up on our ass and the balls are flying and the blood goes right to your head. Woo! It's quite a sensation.
Yeah, I bet it is. And I'm sure in your mind you hear trumpets sound and angels sing a Fargan hymn. I shit my goddamn britches! Okay? We've taken enough goddamn Murphy scouts. We cannot win this war, not the 5 of us. Do you understand? No. Billy, you want to get the president's attention? Go ahead. You want to keep on testing yourself? Fine. Let me tell you something. Tonight I'm riding to the border. I'm going to get myself a hot meal and a good night's sleep. Come morning, I'm a Mexican.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah, me too.
Mexico, huh?
Yeah.
I see. Y'all are testing yourselves and you don't even know it. Trying to make it to old Mexico. That's a hoot.
What do you mean?
They'll be covering every possible which way in from Texas to Arizona. John Kenny knows everyone down along the border. There's a full day's ride through them thorns we all love so much, which also makes good hiding place for scalp hunters and renegade Indians. The chances of making old Mexico? Well, hell. That's a test of all tests, you ask me. I'm in.
I'm really not liking him.
The regulators ride into a town. The townspeople gather around them.
Dear Governor Axtell.
Axtell.
Right. I have heard that you will give, what is it?
$200.
$200 for my head. Perhaps we should meet and talk. I am at the Juarez village at the border. Send 3 men and instruct them not to shoot, as I am unarmed. In short, sir, I surrender. Your obedient servant, William H. Bunny.
Outside, Steve's about to take a drink from a bottle when Chavez moseys over.
Damn good riding with you, Chavez.
Many nights, my friend. Many nights I put a blade to your throat while you were sleeping. Glad I never killed you, Steve. You're all right.
Chavez offers his hand. Steve tucks the bottle under his arm and shakes his hand. Charlie's sitting with a young woman. He takes off his jacket and puts it over her shoulders. Billy's still in the bath, dictating to Doc.
P.S. I changed my mind. Kiss my ass.
Charlie's getting married!
Charlie and the young woman, now wearing a white bridal veil over her head, are dancing happily amongst the townspeople. Steve's dancing with an old woman, while Chavez is dancing with a little girl, who he's holding in his arms. Doc sitting by himself against a wall, reading a book. Billy puts his hat on a small boy.
Anybody ask you where you got that hat, you tell him Billy the Kid gave it to you. Everyone want to get out of here.
Billy draws his gun on someone standing behind him.
Pat Garrett.
That's right.
What are you doing in here? No one's supposed to come in here.
Going back to Louisiana for family business. Wanted to see the boy who's become such a sensation.
How'd you find me here?
I'm a tracker. Gonna be hell as a sheriff if they let me.
What are you saying, Pat?
The officials have asked me to run.
Well, then I'm asking you to run, too. That way. Or I'll take your shit in the scalp like I did Brady's.
Billy, I ain't the law yet. And I ain't here to get your ass hairs up. I come to tell you some bad news about a friend we share. McSween, Tunstall's lawyer.
What about Alex?
He's gonna die tomorrow. He and his wife at his house. Murphy knows he's coming back to Lincoln tomorrow. They're gonna wait till he's home, then go pay a visit.
What time they expect him?
Supper time. I figured you were the only fella with the pluck to get up some McSween partisans and go give the man and his wife a rightful escort across the border. Ain't been to Louisiana for a spell. I'll see you, Billy.
Hey, Garrett.
Billy turns his back on him.
Are you my friend?
Yes, I am, Bill.
Pat Garrett walks away. Charlie and his bride are dancing closely, gazing into each other's eyes. Charlie looks longingly at his bride. Doc wipes the barrel of his gun on his sleeve, swivels the gun on his finger, then holsters it. He gets up, leaving the book behind him on the chair.
Hey, Charlie. Maybe you should stay. You can't shoot worth a piss anyhow. Besides, your girl's crying. She's really giving me a headache.
Charlie, you got a wife now. You should stay.
Charlie strides over to the regulators, despite his new wife's protestations, and climbs onto his horse.
Ain't easy having pals.
The regulators ride out of town, chased by a dog. They reach Alex's house and charge inside.
Alex!
Alex!
What in the name of...
Alex, let's go. Word's out. They're gonna come kill you.
Damn it, Billy. I told you not to come here. I'm not leaving my house.
Alex, if you stay, they're gonna kill you. And then I'm gonna have to go around and kill all the guys that killed you. Now, that's a lot of killing.
You heard me, Billy.
Alex, maybe...
You heard me.
Well, we can't just stay here and hope that the good Lord saves us from an all-out...
Susan, I'm sick. I can't go to Old Mexico.
Oh. Right in the middle of the street! Come on!
No, don't fret, Alex. Trip's postponed. Come around the front.
Shit.
Bring those wagons up, quickly! Keep the house covered!
The men pull a wagon in front of the house and turn it over, using it as cover.
Hey, Chavez! How is it from the east side?
Murphy, man.
The front of the house is surrounded.
Charlie! How's it over by you? Can we break?
Charlie watches a group of black-clad riders come into town. He looks panic-stricken.
Hey, Charlie! How is it?
It's John Kinney!
I think the word you got was just a trap to get us all together in the same place. My God, look at them all. It's gonna be a massacre.
It's John Kinney.
Well, maybe they just want us.
No. They figure they can end the war right here in one fell swoop. And that's what they're just about to do.
It's John Kinney!
Thank you very much, Charlie! Jesus.
Come on, move it, run!
Steve's looking out of the window.
Charlie?
Charlie slumps down onto the floor.
Oh, God. Hanging for sure now.
Chavez looks out through a crack in the window shutters.
Bonnie! We got you up there, kid! Take a look at the firepower down here! Y'all come on out! Real slow! You up there, Bonnie?
Let's have some fun, Doc. Yeah, I'm here, you bastard!
The men riddle the house with bullets and the regulators duck down. Alex and his wife Susan clutch each other in terror behind a wall. Charlie loads his rifle as dust swirls around the house. Billy sneaks a peek out of the window to see the gunmen surrounding the house, their guns at the ready.
Billy, what the hell are we gonna do now?
We gotta show these guys I finally met their match.
What?
Hey, Pepin!
I'm hearing you, Bonnie.
I see you got Charlie Crawford down there with you.
Yeah, we got a whole lot of...
Oh, my God! Damn!
Hey, Pepin! Charlie Crawford ain't with you anymore!
Bastard!
The gunmen launch a barrage of fire at the house.
You all right, Doc?
Yeah.
Boy, these boys won't give up.
You okay, ma'am? You okay? You okay?
Charlie!
Yeah?
Take two rifles, go on upstairs! Doc, you going with them, load heavy! Steve,
yeah.
Going up and cover the north side! Alex, this may be your last chance to handle John's case.
Active participation in a gun battle would negate my life insurance policy. I can't do that.
We know you can shoot, Bonnie. We can too. Give it up!
Chavez?
Billy throws Chavez a gun just as the front door is blown open by a hail of bullets. Chavez and Billy kick it closed, then head up the stairs. The door's blown open again as the posse rain bullets onto the house. They stop to reload their weapons. Doc reloads his rifle, a bloody cut streaked across his cheek. Billy reloads his revolver and shares an intense look with Doc. The sky has darkened. Some of the posse are drinking around a campfire. The gunmen have taken cover behind sandbags. Alex and Susan hold each other beneath a blanket. Charlie nods off, then quickly jerks awake. Steve's asleep, his head tilted back. Chavez stares into the darkness with an intense gaze. The next morning...
Chivato.
Billy looks through the window to see the gunman still lying in wait. With dawning apprehension, the regulators gather at the window as a troop of cavalrymen approach the house. Steve's eyes widen with horror.
They sent in the troops.
Billy, we're good, but this is getting ridiculous.
Dismount!
The cavalrymen climb off their horses. Doc crouches down beside Billy, clutching his rifle, and watches through the window with a foreboding expression as the cavalrymen gather around the house.
I like these odds.
Murphy rides up on a carriage.
Mr. Murphy, George Bristol, we got all the rats in one hole.
What's been taking so long? We didn't want the army here. We don't need that kind of attention.
They got 30 boys up there, maybe 40.
I see.
Son of a bitch.
Quite a bit of excitement. Hello, Judge.
Why are you here, Nathan?
I was dispatched here to make sure it doesn't get out of the hands of the civil authorities.
Now, if you have any hope for a political future in the county seat, you will respond to our suggestions.
And what do you suggest, sir?
Full military attack. Destroy them. China! Soldiers, stop her!
Get!
Stop her! China! China!
Yen runs towards the house. Doc shoots at her pursuers.
Cover me. You're in the right now!
It's a girl!
Burn it!
Excuse me?
Burn it!
Doc finds Yen as she comes in through the door.
Never mind, Colonel. Just tell your troops not to mind my men when they go around back and do.
Doc takes Yen up the stairs. The cavalrymen take their positions around the house, aiming their guns.
Fire!
Steve ducks behind a wall as the glass is blown in.
Shoot!
The regulators hunker down as bullets are sprayed into the house.
Billy, please, I gotta go. I got a wife. She's this little Mexican gal. Please.
Charlie, if you don't stand up and start whipping some ass, you ain't never gonna see her again. Now come on, Charlie.
Come on now. Come on, let's go.
Two cavalrymen throw flaming torches into the house.
They lit it, boys. They lit the house.
Mr. Bunny! Mr. McSween! This is Colonel Nathan Dudley out of Fort Stanton! Come on out with your hands high!
With your hands high? I better reason with him. Hey, Colonel Shithead! You can kiss my ass!
God damn it, Billy!
You get President Hayes down here! Then we'll come out! We'll see how they like that one.
Alex ducks down with his wife. Charlie screams in terror.
Hey, Kitty, you bastard! I'm gonna shoot your ass! I'm gonna shoot your ass from here to Patricio if I have to, you shit dog!
Yeah, Charlie.
Maniac!
Charlie stands in front of the window and fires his rifle. The cavalrymen duck down. With guns in both hands, Billy takes some shots out of the window.
Yeah, Charlie.
Alex, get Susan out of here.
Come on, get out. Come on.
There's a lady coming out. Hold your fire!
Go.
Doc holds Yen close to him.
Yen, go. Go!
I stay with you. I stay. Colonel.
Oi, Colonel, can I do anything for you, sir? Back in the tent, perhaps.
Ma'am, I have no time for your complaints. Go to the other side of the street so I can do my job.
You animal.
Murder! Get out of here! Get out of here! Take away! Get out of here! Back to the bar!
Steve looks around frantically.
Where's Chavez? Where the hell's Chavez?
I don't know!
What?
He's gone! He must have skinned out!
I knew it! That dirty Mexican dog! You touched me! I knew we could never trust you! I knew it! We're gonna die in here! And he's out there doing it with his horse! I knew it! I just knew it!
Steve kicks open a window. Then he, Charlie, and Alex start throwing things out. The ground floor is blazing with fire. Billy glances out of the window as the other men continue to throw things out. Murphy watches the flaming house with an evil grin. A trunk is thrown out of the top window. Then, Steve appears at a side entrance and opens fire. Billy leaps out of the trunk, both guns blazing. He takes two of the gunmen out, while Doc and Yen run out of the side entrance. Doc blows away another gunman while Charlie charges out of the door, blasting his shotgun and sending another henchman to meet his maker. Chavez rides up, trailing two horses. Billy takes a bullet in the shoulder.
Hey, Kenny, you bastard! It's you and I!
Kenny blasts Charlie in the chest. Chavez takes a bullet and falls off his horse. Doc gets shot in the shoulder, but manages to pick up Yen and ride away with her. Meanwhile, Charlie eats lead as Kenny whittles him with bullets. Another bullet rips into Billy's shoulder. In his dying moments, Charlie raises his gun and takes out Kenny. Charlie slumps onto the ground. Bullets tear into Steve's legs, then his body, as Billy makes a getaway. Steve crumples into a muddy puddle of water.
Get away! Dudley! Get that son of a bitch! Hey, boy! Dudley, get that son of a bitch! Get him!
A Gatling gun riddles Alex with bullets. Murphy spots Billy at the end of the street, sitting on his horse and looking right at him.
Rape it, Murphy, you son of a bitch.
Billy's bullet punches a bloody hole into Murphy's forehead. Murphy stumbles back, his mouth gaping.
Now it's over.
Vices from Lincoln report that Jose Chavez, E. Chavez, moved to California, where he changed his name and took work on a fruit ranch. Josiah Doc Skurlock was reported to have left the West for the East, taking with him a celestial bride, her mother, and 14 brothers and sisters. Susan McSween went on to see both her husband and John Tunstall's dreams to fruition by becoming one of the most prominent cattle women of all time. Governor Axtell was forced to resign by President Rutherford B. Hayes. Both the Murphy Dolan faction and the Santa Fe Ring collapsed. William H. Bonney, also known as Billy the Kid, continued to ride, never leaving New Mexico. He was caught in Fort Sumner by the sheriff, Pat Garrett, and killed. Sources report that he was unarmed and shot in the dark. He was buried with Charlie Bowdry at Old Fort Sumner. Advices report that sometime later, an unidentified person snuck into the graveyard and chiseled an inscription. The epitaph read only one word: Pals.